Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, still at the Venice Festival, here with my first guest of the Biennale College cinema section.
Yes.
Which Mazen Khaled, the director of Martyr.
Yes.
Good afternoon, first
Hi.
Of all. So, your film is very, really gorgeous to watch, actually.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it is the story of a drowning and the story of friendship and of the perception of friendship, too. I mean, it's not very easy to tell the story about this film because it's...
Although the story is very, very, very simple, but it's, I think you're right, it's not easy to tell.
So just try to tell us.
No, don't make me do that. Okay.
So basically, is the main character is this guy that goes on this, let's say, rock beach in Beirut.
Yes.
Where people dive.
Yes.
And
Dangerously.
Yes. And he has problems of fitting in with his family, with the jobs, with friends. So he has kind of all kind of problems that now just come to an end with something really bad happened. My question is, the story of it came from what? What did inspire you to tell us this story in that particular place?
Okay, I mean, you're right that it's very complex because it's not one story, although it seems like one simple plot. But the first inspiration is this whole beach corniche place that you see in the film. I've always been very, very entranced by it, and I'm enchanted by this whole... I love it, and it's really... I've left Beirut more than once, but it's always one of the reasons that make me come back. It's such a beautiful place, but it has a strange phenomenon, is that it's always men on the other side. So Beirut is a Mediterranean city, and it's surrounded by this corniche, and then there's the balustrade,
Yeah.
Below it is a rocky shore, dangerous rocks. You know, you can't walk, you will hurt yourself sometimes, but it's full always of just men. For some reason, women don't go. And there's also the very dangerous hobby of jumping from the high, sometimes very high places, into a very rocky shore. Okay, so my first inspiration was, why do these guys
do that?
It's very dangerous and it's very strange. And conceptually, I found it very interesting. Is that literally they're giving their backs to society? So the city is behind them. So they turn their back to the city, mm-hmm. and they jump possibly into their death, but hopefully not. And they into the Mediterranean or into the horizon. So it's like they're jumping from the constraint of society and from the constraint of the city of urban living to the freedom of the city.
It's like a freedom gesture.
I think there's many gestures. There's a running away gesture. There's a freedom gesture. But today, in our world today, it made more sense because of all the people we hear about today going to the Mediterranean, trying to get to Europe and dying sometimes on their way. So in the film, you see there's always a movement towards the Mediterranean. People are always moving towards the sea. So it's why are people escaping their lives? Because there's something difficult back there. So those guys that jump, they come from very poor neighborhoods and from very difficult lives. They have a very small choice, maybe either go into a war situation and hope to become a martyr one day, like be killed or kill, or I don't know. Or they can try, in the case of the hero, the family stopped him from going into that path. They tried to make him, you know, like get a normal job and get a normal life, but he didn't fit in. So he lost both worlds. So really he had nowhere to go except
that beach,
that
strip of,
and on that sea he meets, you know, his friends. They're from the same neighborhood, but they're kind of like from enemy communities. But because they met at the sea, they became good friends, and it didn't affect them because they met in the happy freedom place,
safe place.
So they didn't meet in the confines of the animosity of society and politics and stupidity of politics. So that's really their story, and it becomes the story of a day in the life of one this person. But
what really was fascinating to me was that at some point these two words meet. They say, I mean, the sea friends,
yeah,
and their real life friends.
Yeah.
They meet when they have to acknowledge that this guy,
yeah,
is dead.
Yeah,
and there is like a change, variation in the tradition of taking care of the death.
Yeah.
Because there should be a traditional path, and the father of the hero decided that his friends
had to do it. Yeah,
and you show all this process, which was unknown to me, and which was really fascinating, and which shows the bond, the deep bond of friendship,
yes,
between those guys.
It's a very, very sad bond, because the only time, and the first time they ever got to touch their friend is after his death. And the only reason they touched him was because he's dead, because his father said, no, you wash him. So it's a very sad, bittersweet moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, all life is bittersweet. It's never really this or that. But that particular moment, because before that, they never really got to touch. But because now their friend is dead, they had to carry him, and they had to touch his body and relate to the body.
I
think in the Mediterranean, maybe more in the Middle East, we are afraid of the male body. We don't look at it. And we see it in the film when the son is putting his clothes, when they know the son is naked, the mother leaves the room,
and the father turns away.
He doesn't want to look at his son. And maybe that's part of the reason why he doesn't want to wash him. He doesn't want to deal with the body of his son, number one. But number two, I think he really, because the last thing he said to him before he died was, you always run away to your friends. And then he realized how important they were for him. So he's like, you know what? They should all learn the meaning of life.
Of life,
how
exactly.
Do you learn
this
the meaning
is what
of,
they say, yeah.
You learn the meaning of life by dealing with death and by coming face to face and touch to touch with it. So they had to touch death to understand what it was.
Your film was selected for the Biennale College,
yes,
program, which is a kind of a dare and of an experience for a director, because, yeah, you have a little time,
yeah,
a little money, and you have to deliver on a specific date, so yeah, you don't have to mess up.
No.
How was the experience for you for making this movie, which, yeah, actually seems to be kind of complex and visually really astounding in, yeah, this strict,
yeah,
regulations?
Really, like the 150,000 euros, like if you ask me on a normal day, I would say I can't make this for less than a million. And I can't make this in less than 2 years. We had a challenge of making it for 150,000 euros, and we had the challenge of making it in less than 10 months. But if you consider writing, it's actually less than 8 months.
I know.
Actually, it's less than 7 months. So it was so difficult, but we all came together in a beautiful way. I said something at the press conference yesterday. Mr. Barata, the head of the, yeah, on the day of the pitch, he said there are, you know, we always talk about dimensions. There's 3D, but there's also the fourth dimension, which is time. But I want to add that there's a fifth dimension, and it's generosity. And I found that, like, I'm saying it now and I'm getting goosebumps, because I found that it's so moving, because it's not just generosity of them giving us money, but also generosity of me giving them my project, and then there's the generosity of actors working for very little money, and there's the generosity of post-production working for almost no money. So everybody came together because they really believed in it, and it became really a labor of love, and I think people are feeling it. I hope so. Like, people come out of the film, people who don't know the culture or anything, and I've had not one, not two, like many, many cases. I'm stopped on the street, someone would cry, like an older man would cry and said, I don't know what I got, but you gave me something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so you touch them in a way that they even don't know.
Yes, so I really feel when someone puts their heart into it, another heart will understand it. And, you know, I don't believe in brains. I believe only in energy and in sensuality. So my film, I based it in the sensual and in the emotional. There's very little cerebral happening, you know. So I think maybe that's something we succeeded in. I hope, you know.
You did, because I mean, I have to say that all three movies from the Biennale College, quality wise, are impressive. Mm-hmm. And if you consider the little money and the no time that you had, it's kind of an achievement, actually.
Yeah.
Yours, to me, was really touching. Was really interesting and touching at the same time, because for like that old man was telling you, you touched some chords. We don't know why, but there's something that is taking you, taking your inner self out, which is, I mean, you should be happy about that, you know?
I mean, you saw something also, because when I was writing, I think when people are writing, they don't know. They don't if you calculate, it'll feel calculated. Mm-hmm. When I was writing, I was writing it so quickly that it just, everything just came out like I was throwing it up. And I put so much from like deep psychological issues that I have and people around me have. And I only noticed it at a very later stage when we were doing the editing. I started getting panic attacks, and I understood that, you know, my relationship with my mother and my father
and my partner.
And it's all in there, and with like in very subtle ways sometimes, but sometimes in very flagrant ways, you know. So you really put your finger on exactly where it hurts.
Well, it hurts, but it makes sense too.
And
it creates the quality of the film.
Yeah, it's cathartic. Like,
exactly.
I really feel like I let out. Not just me, actually. A lot of my crew and our actors, they all had similar experiences with like drowning and death, and a lot of people had a cathartic experience when we were doing the washing scene. It was so emotional. It was so emotional, like people were hugging and crying, and you know, it was really a very, very emotional experience.
Well, and you can feel it, actually. You can feel it watching it. Well, thanks a lot, Mazen Helen,
so
director
much.
Of Marte in the
Thank
Biennale
so
College
much.
Section.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to you, and thanks to your movie, too.
Thank you so much.
It was Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.